You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is hour number two of The Rob Carson Show, and if you would like to write me personally, I have a new email address. I'm just doing robcarsonshow@gmail.com. There you go, robcarsonshow@gmail.com. So do that. That'd be cool. Next hour, Kimberly Fletcher, founder and president of Moms for America. Moms for America. They're a bunch of white supremacists, MAGA fascists, enemies of democracy. Moms for America. They're evil. Actually, no, they're Moms for America. They're patriotic and they care about our kids. And they don't think the kids should be able to change their gender when they're three. And don't believe the kids should hate each other because of how they were born. And believe that kids could actually, in inner city, should have a good education. You know, all the things that Democrats consider to be evil. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, my God, if you're a Democrat, you're so on the wrong side of history. You just don't even know it. This is Peter Navarro, who refused to appear in front of the January 6th committee. The January 6th committee that was made up of partisans. It was literally produced by an ABC TV producer for the greatest effect. None of the people brought on the witness stand were cross-examined. The defense was offered no witnesses, whatever. It was a kangaroo court. And we just found out that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Muriel Bowser turned down Donald Trump's request for 10,000 to 20,000 troops on January the 6th in D.C. because they wanted bleep to hit the fan. Yeah, they did. They did, and they lied about it. They covered it up. They didn't even bring it to the January the 6th commission. And then when Republicans took over, the January 6th commission destroyed all the evidence, including videotape interviews of people about January the 6th. They covered it all up. And then in Cassidy Hutchinson, which was a star witness on the stand in Congress, said that Donald Trump tried to grab the wheel of the beast and steer the car back to the Capitol because he was going to take over the country. We find out that was all a lie. All of it was a lie. And the January the 6th committee was just a joke, a filthy, rotten kangaroo court. And yesterday, a 74-year-old man named Peter Navarro, who refused to go before this kangaroo court. It's been proven to be fraudulent. And people are going to go to jail for it eventually. I hope and pray. Excuse me real quick. God, please make the January the 6th committee members who lied and covered up testimony to create something that didn't happen, make sure that they pay for it. Not afraid to say it. Not afraid to say it. Because, you know, we're on the side of good and the truth. And the left is not. But here is here's Peter Navarro yesterday. He's going to do some hard time, 4 months. But what maybe you didn't know about him is that what he did was a misdemeanor charge. It's just a misdemeanor charge. He shouldn't even go to jail. He shouldn't even probably get community service. But he's going to be serving hard time. And listen.
And charges will be on anybody who is in there as part or on their families. And this is who those Democrats have put. This is who the Democrats have hurt. I will walk proudly in there, do my time. But what they do to people, and by the way, fact check this. I will be the only person in that prison who's been convicted of a misdemeanor.
Yeah,
a misdemeanor.
Nice? Yeah.
Everybody else is in there, felon.
Uh-huh.
I will gather strength from this. Donald John Trump is the nominee for the Republican presidential campaign.
Any regime in the past that has had political prisoners, eventually it falls. And those who did the imprisoning replace those who were imprisoned in those prisons. And I hope that happens. Actually, I really, really do. I really, really do. This man was literally the FBI. His place is right down the street from the FBI headquarters. Peter Navarro literally called and talked to the head of the FBI and said, "Hey, man, I'm right down the street if you need anything." They chose to arrest him at Ronald Reagan National Airport in public, haul him off in cuffs. Yeah. Yeah. And remember all that you were talking about jackbooted thugs and the Stasi and all that? That's what our FBI is now. Yeah, yeah. A good share of them. A good share of them. And, you know, blah, 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 these agents on the street and all that. You know what? Well, you know, thank God there were some whistleblowers. But I got to tell you, you know, you're on the wrong side of history. You know, history has shown this. You got a bourgeois, you got a proletariat. The bourgeois moves to Washington, D.C., lives high on the hog, shares all of the tax money with everybody around the world, has increased the annual budget of the United States from $5 trillion to $7.5 trillion, has put us into impossible debt. And now we've got literally the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA working against the American people. It's not going to end well for those in power. It just can't happen soon enough for me, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is the first DEI hire at the Supreme Court, said something so profoundly ignorant about the First Amendment that I spoke about it online, and I said, this is the kind of childlike ignorance you'd expect from a freshman who hasn't even decided on a law degree. All right? So maybe if you're just doing your Constitution 101 class, this woman is supposed to be in the Supreme Court to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's what the Supreme Court is there, to find if things are constitutional, you see. But she asked this idiotic question about the First Amendment. And wait till you hear what Glenn Beck sounds about. Because Glenn Beck, you know, he's got an empire, man. He's been doing this a long time. And when you hear the comparison and then you understand where her question came from, it all makes sense. First, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time period.
That's exactly what it's there for.
I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, you know, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that...
But it never does.
That duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information.
look what the government did to you and me. Disinformation and misinformation. Disinformatia was coined by Joseph Stalin in 1923. It was a way to label opinions opposing the government, right or wrong, as disinformation, and they took it from the playbook. They really did. I've looked it up. I've been studying this now for several years, and I've been right on it. I felt it. I said it. I said, if the government says your opinions are disinformation or misinformation, then it means they know you know the truth. I said, I was the first person to coin the expression, dissent is not disinformation. But here is this supposed legal scholar who got into the Supreme Court, even though she does not know that a woman is an adult female. This is, I mean, it would be a cartoon if it weren't reality. It would be the script of a bad movie, a comedy, if it weren't reality. But it is. It's the reality we have to live in. And when you put people on the Supreme Court this ignorant and who don't have shame, because their ignorance would not understand shame, would not understand the profundity of their ignorance, then it's worthless. She just kind of idles along as a complete ignoramus. Here's Glenn Beck putting it into perspective.
Our documents are a negative charter of liberties.
Yes.
So it means that the Bill of Rights apply to the citizens, but not to the government.
Yes.
The government cannot do anything to violate these rights. And if, you know, it changes when there's trouble or when the government feels there's trouble, mm-hmm. Well, then you don't really have the right, do you?
Yeah, like for instance, in COVID, the government decided that there was a terrible, terrible virus that was killing everybody. I don't know anybody who died of it. I'm just going to tell you. My daughter went to a school, 2,600 people, staff, faculty, kids. Nobody died of COVID. It's weird. I must be the only person in America. It's crazy how that happened. And Joe Biden had a massive candlelight vigil at the beginning of his presidency, and it was right there along the reflecting pool for 400,000 people who died. But he never had one for a million. We don't have a memorial built for all the millions of people who died from COVID, right? I mean, right? Isn't that kind of weird? Isn't it weird that, like, all the people who worked at Walmart and Home Depot and all those places, the liquor stores that stayed open, they didn't die? It's just kind of strange that way. Glenn Beck.
This is now the Soviet Constitution.
Yeah.
You know, you have the enjoyment of rights and freedoms of citizens. Mm-hmm. But, I'm just quoting the Constitution, yes. Not to the detriment of the interests of society or the state.
The state,
when
yeah.
the state has yeah. an interest because the state knows best, yeah. then we have to, you know, restrain people from saying things. So let me just quote Article 39.
Please.
Enjoyment of the rights and freedoms of citizens must not be to the detriment of the interests of society or the state. Amen. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's reading out of the Soviet Union Constitution when she does it. The thing that makes ours different is we say our rights come from God. I know, but you're I'm an atheist. What about that? Well, you know, here's the deal. The rights are set in stone. The founders said they are from God. Your right to assemble and express yourself are from God. Nobody can bleep with it. Even if you're an atheist, you know, even if you're an atheist, nobody can bleep with it. But if the state says they give you the right to assemble or speak freely to the detriment of the state, then it might as well not even be in the Constitution. You understand? You should, because if not, you should, you know, belong in the same class with Ketanji Brown or Jackass. Here is Eric Schmidt. He's one of the guys who brought this big case to Murphy versus Biden in the Supreme Court about freedom of expression and where we heard Ketanji Brown Jackson say that idiotic thing. Anyway, he used to be the AG of Missouri.
You think about it, when we drafted the Constitution and the First Amendment, which was the very First Amendment to protect individual liberty, was created, we were rebelling against what? A tyrannical king.
Yeah.
And this is what we know, that tyrants throughout human history have used emergencies, real or perceived, to aggregate, exercise power that they never should have had. And people look back and say, how did that happen? Well,
yeah.
We don't have a pandemic exception in the Constitution. We don't have that. I mean, the Constitution is actually meant for hard times.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's what's made us the greatest engine of individual and economic liberty in the history of mankind. And go ahead, tell me another country that's even come close. We invented rock and roll and blues. We invented country music. We invented, a radio, the airplane, electricity. One of our founding fathers came up with electricity. We took the world from riding around in buggies and crapping in the streets to flying to the moon and playing golf. The United States of America. We did it. We did it. Yeah, we did. The greatest names in history and even names of people of color. In history, come not exclusively, but to a large extent from the United States of America. Yeah, that's why so many people want to come here. This is Clarence Thomas yesterday on the Supreme Court with a last note on this topic du jour.
You really don't see any difference between the government coordinating with the platforms to exclude other speech and persuading the platforms to do this, to not engage or permit other speech.
The government that pressured the platforms and threatened and cajoled them to take down conservative speech.
I guess I'm not seeing it, and I think that what happened here
not
was definitely on the...
He's not seeing it. Not seeing it.
You do think there's a difference between those two things. I guess my argument here would be that what happened is on the persuasion side of the line, because you do see that back and forth of the platforms throughout the process saying
back
no
and forth.
Repeatedly when they disagree with what the government is asking them to
do. It. No. Do it. Okay.
Do. And I think that tells you that what was happening here is what the First Amendment protects, which is private speakers making independent judgment, informed by, maybe even influenced by the government.
So there's no
difference. Influenced by the government, sure.
Difference between the platforms meeting and working out an arrangement not to permit certain speech and the platforms working with the government to do the exact same thing.
And there's they no difference. Did. And they did. And they took down conservative speech and anything that disagreed with the government. Boom. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Here's to a record-setting president. Joe Biden setting record low approval ratings.
What the Democrats have put our nation through. It is a sad day.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
President Derpy Doo was out with his dippy wife yesterday. That's what I'm going to call Joe Biden, President Derpy Doo. That's a Rob Carson original. Because that's what he sounds like when he talks. Because he has dementia. And when Joe Scarborough says that Joe Biden is at his peak mentally, I guess that means he started from a persistent vegetative state. That's why he's such an idiot, you see. That's why Joe Scarborough is laughable. That's why MSNBC is the new Comedy Central. Here's President Derpy Doo and his dippy wife yesterday.
Apologize, but...
I also met another mother named Latree. Where's Latrice? Excuse me. Everything here, doing everything. You're doing a great job. And by the way, you know, I won't go into that, I guess, but let's fly to Toronto or to Berlin or to London or to Rome or to any major city in America. Union labor and contracts raise everybody's income. Everybody's income.
Yay, President Derpy Doo. You missed the beginning of that when he started to wander off because he lost his train of thought again. He went off the rails, and then the music started playing.
I'm going on too long. I apologize. But...
Yeah, and everybody started laughing because, you know, President Derpy Doo lost his train of thought yesterday because, you know, his brain isn't working. Not at all. And everybody knows it. Oh, but he did forget something else. He forgot his granddaughter, the little girl who lives down there in Arkansas. And she's the child of Hunter Biden and the stripper. Joe Biden refuses to acknowledge her presence, which is soul crushing. I'll just say that from a kid whose father left him and never wanted to have anything to do with him. It's soul crushing. You kind of go, why doesn't my family want anything to do with me? That kind of thing. But other than that, Joe Biden's a great guy. Here he is, completely refusing to acknowledge a little girl who was born. Not her mistake that her father is a crack-addled piece of crap. And, of course, Joe Biden refuses to acknowledge her.
I see a future for all of America, a future for my daughters, my four granddaughters.
Yeah, there you go. What a great, outstanding, old grandfatherly type he is. Let's go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. Hello, Mel. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's going on?
Yes, good afternoon, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. And forgive the roosters in the background that you may hear from time to time. Crawling back there.
I love it.
I'm in the barn. I'm at the racetrack up here in New York.
Gotcha.
You hear what I'm talking about? Anyway,
yeah, I hear you.
I know no stuff. Yeah, I get free eggs, cheap eggs, too. I have to pay $7 a dozen. I just pick them up. But
yes.
Anyway, you know, and everyone's talking about the government. The government, we are the government. We, the people, are the government. Those who we elect to go to Washington and work for us, they are governed by us. But when I hear people say about the government, oh, wait a minute, no, don't wake up. No, we are the government. We sign the checks that pay their salaries.
Yes,
so
sir.
It just kind of rubs me the wrong way when I hear that term, the government. Because you must be talking about yourself because, as I said, we are the government. But anyway.
Absolutely.
Now I understand that illegals are now eligible to own firearms in this country without any ID, any background checks, anything like that. There was a case in Illinois.
I know, I heard about that. Listen, Mel, I got to run. I got to run, buddy.
Okay,
I got a hard break here, bro. I do appreciate it. Go take care of your chickens. Letitia James's are coming home to roost. I just came up with that. That was pretty good. Let's whip that egg joke right out there. Let's take a break and come back. Much more on the other side of this break. And this, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go.
which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? I just came up with a great idea. I know, you're as surprised as I am. You know, I earlier came up with another idea. That is, I'm throwing my support behind Snake Plissken in 2026 for mayor of New York. And then I realized that the palindrome, which is a word that's spelled backwards, that means something else. And do you know what the palindrome for Tish is? You know, as Lynn Letitia James? Do you know what the palindrome for Tish is? When you say Tish backwards, you know what it is? Just go ahead and say it in your head. You'll go, oh my goodness, oh my God, my sensibilities. Yeah, Tish spelled backwards is that. So what I'm going to do from now on is if I know you're corrupt or stupid, I'm going to say you're full of Tish. How's that sound? And everything that Letitia James and every one of these kangaroo courts does against Donald Trump is a bunch of bull tish. How's that sound? There you go. That's a Rob Carson original right here. Yep. So there you go. Tish James, her name is, the opposite. So you're full of tish or you're full of bull tish. Be careful. Because, you know, I'm on the radio and I'm nervous about saying that. But, yeah, she's full of bull tish, that's for sure. I love this. This is so fun. I love it. Let's make her name Tish, all right? Let's just name her. Make her name that. From now on, when you think of the word S-H-I-T, say Tish, all right? Because that's what she is. She's a pile of tish. There you go. All right, Tish James is, you know, there you go. So, Dr. Peter McCullough. A fantastic cardiovascular surgeon had his reputation ruined by the federal government when he tried to say the truth about things like ivermectin. Ivermectin is a cheap medication that's been used in countries around the world and was very effective in COVID. And here's what he had to say in front of a congressional hearing about COVID and the government saying that you couldn't use it.
Every single American admitted to the hospital should have been administered ivermectin.
Yeah.
Because it gave a chance at survival, and there was nothing to suggest that it was unsafe. Yet hospital administrators
Weird.
And chief medical officers and those in the hospital fought tooth and nail to be sure patients didn't get ivermectin.
Yeah.
And multiple court cases like the one Dr. Bowden described went to court, and there were court orders to administer ivermectin. And this occurred in Buffalo, New York, in Chicago, and elsewhere. And when patients were given ivermectin, even very late in the illness, many were revived and survived.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. A lot of people couldn't get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine because the government didn't want you to have it because it didn't cost a lot of money. There you go. Yeah. So Dr. Peter McCullough said, okay, you know what? I'm going to create a company called The Wellness Company. And he did. And you can get an emergency medical kit, and there's nothing the government can do about it. Yay. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, both very effective for a number of things. You can get Z-Pak. You can get amoxicillin if you need them. Everything from a tick bite to a pandemic. And instructions, by the way, all of them in this wonderful medical kit from the Wellness Company. If you want to order it, here's how you do it. And you can save 10%. Just write this down, okay? Here's the website. It's just three letters.
and a .health, okay? TWC.health/Carson to save 10%. TWC.health/Carson. There you go. If you want an emergency medical kit, the government can't say anything about, and just in case the government decides to pull some more crap like they did, you can say, hey, you know what? I got my meds here. I got my meds. You're going to need it. You never know what they're going to try to do, to be quite honest. But if you go to TWC.health, you can get that emergency medical kit, a travel kit. You can get a pandemic kit, all of these. TWC.health/Carson, TWC.health/Carson. Yesterday, Joe Biden and his wife, President Derpy Do, and his wife, Dippy Do, pandered to Latinos. Latinos! And he claims that Cesar Chavez got him involved in politics. Sure. Here he is yesterday saying that Cesar Chavez, or whatever he called him, you know, got him into politics.
I want to thank my campaign manager you heard speak first. She is it's a little bit in her blood. Cesar Chavez is her grandfather.
Yeah, Cesar Chavez, yeah.
He's the guy that got me interested. He came to Delaware when I was running in 19... I won't even tell you when.
Oh, yeah. Old joke.
1871. He came to Delaware in 1970s to help...
Yeah, I know. We had some, maybe some fade out on the satellite dish. Yeah, but apparently Cesar Chavez was the reason why he got into politics. Okay. Sure, buddy. Sure. Sure he was. And you also drove a truck, you know? And you were bitten by a radioactive spider and got spider-like powers, all that stuff. Here's a little montage of Derpy Do Joe, President Derpy Do, and his dippy wife pandering in Hispanics. Remember when he said that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black? Remember that, how he pandered to black people? This is what Democrats do. This is a little montage of President Derpy Do and Dippy Do, his wife, pandering to Hispanics.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx.
The Bogotas.
As beautiful as the blossoms of Miami.
Blossoms.
And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
I just have one thing to say.
What is that?
I'll tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, there it's a sheesh. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing, isn't it? Oh, did you hear about the U.S. Supreme Court letting Texas enforce illegal immigration laws? You're a racist. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm perfectly fine with my brown brothers and sisters coming across the southern border to work because nobody works harder, to be honest, other than, you know, like American workers. I have no problem with it. I live in a neighborhood, and in my neighborhood across the street, there are all these duplexes. And in a lot of these duplexes, you see like a Ford F-150 parked, and you see a rack of extension ladders. And then you'll see like Gonzalez Roofing, right? Those people bust their arses to make a living. And I respect them when they come in here legally to work. Absolutely 1,000,000,000%. I just have a real problem with Chinese nationals of military age coming across our southern border. Because I'm not stupid, you see. So anyway, after a high court temporarily blocked enforcement of the law, the Supreme Court issued a decision to reject an emergency request that was made by the Biden Department of Justice, which argued that states have no ability to enforce immigration laws and that it violated the Constitution's supremacy clause. Well, here's the deal. This is why we have the 50 states. Because if the federal government becomes tyrannical and corrupt like it has, one of the states or many of the states can say, bleep you. Bleep, you're full of tish. The law can now go into effect while lower courts consider the law known as SB4. It was passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature last year. And so now the Texas law enforcement go out, arrest people who are here illegally, and send them back not only to Mexico, but to their home of origin, their country of origin. So don't even bother coming to Texas. Don't even bother. This is Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton talking about the decision, which is pretty awesome.
Well, look, I knew it was wrong because there's no way that Texas or any other state joins the union if the federal government promises to defend you and then decides they're not going to, and then tells you, oh, by the way, we've decided not to defend you, and you can't defend yourself. It's against the law. There's no way that any state joins the union. So I know that it cannot be right that our founders set us up for that type of failure.
Yeah.
We have to be able to defend ourselves, that the federal government's not only not going to defend us, they're actually going to aid and abet the cartels and other people coming into this country, whether they're terrorists or not terrorists. You can't expect us to not defend ourselves when the federal government's helping the other side. They're held in jail, and then a judge, it's their responsibility to send them back to the country that they came from. So in other words, if they came across the border from Mexico, we send them back to Mexico. Wherever they came from, they go back to. So it's up to our judiciary, our state judges, to actually send them back.
There you go. So in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2, hasta la vista, baby. Let's go to Rhonda in Florida. Hello there, Rhonda. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I am so happy that there was a divine intervention with Trump getting in and appointing three of those justices, because I would tell you, if he didn't appoint those three justices, we would be in a much darker place right now, and we wouldn't have a way to fight back.
I know, Rhonda, and the thing is, you know why Roe v. Wade was overturned? Because of the justices that Donald Trump put in the Supreme Court, because he said he was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. When was the last time you heard a Republican get something done?
Never.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you, my dear. I appreciate it. Whereabouts in Florida do you live, by the way?
I live in the middle of Florida in Ocala.
Lovely, lovely.
North capital of the world.
I tell you what, I need to get down. I need to get a place down there. I really do. I'm thinking about literally coming down, just parking a fifth wheel, putting a trailer skirt around it, and just living down there. I think that's what I'm going to do.
You know what? You can park at my place. You're welcome anytime.
All right, cool. Well, we could share the golf cart then to go to get groceries. How's that sound?
Perfect.
All right. Take care of yourself. I love it. I love it. I love it. Justice Sotomayor chastised the Supreme Court for allowing Texas to stand its ground, by the way. No, really? No kidding. Well, yeah. In her dissent, Justice Sotomayor warned that in allowing the highly controversial law, it's not controversial at all, to take effect without first carefully considering its constitutionality, the court invites further chaos and a crisis in immigration enforcement. Allowing an open border is unconstitutional. You idiot! She is so full of bull tish. Texas passed a law that directly regulates the entry and removal of non-citizens and explicitly instructs its state courts to disregard any ongoing federal immigration proceedings. Well, if you allow an illegal invasion of the country, the state's got to step in. Texas would have never become a member of the union had that not been the case. You idiot! I shouldn't call people names. And I won't. Only when they're idiots. That law upends the federal-state balance of power that has existed for over a century, in which the national government has the exclusive authority over entry and removal of non-citizens. Yeah, but when it becomes abusive to these ends, it is their right, is their obligations to throw off such. You think you get it? Yeah, that's from the Declaration of Independence. The court gives a green light to a law that will upend the long-standing federal-state balance of power and sow chaos. Really, an open border hasn't sown chaos? Unbelievable. Oh, guess who else didn't like it? Ketanji Brown Jackass did not like it. She's you know, because also she's a communist. She also believes that the the First Amendment hamstrings the government. I know. Ron DeSantis, who's a really good governor. I mean, he is a good governor. It just wasn't the right time for him to be a presidential candidate. He says, and he was talking to Dana Lash, he says that every illegal Haitian, and by the way, I heard on Steve Bannon's show, 132,000 Haitians have been flown into our country by our federal government without us knowing about it already. Did you know that? Yeah. Ron DeSantis says if Haitians show up in his state, they're going to send them. He's going to send them to Martha's Vineyard.
The problem when you get to a situation like Florida is if they have people in our state and we wanted to fly them, say, back to Haiti, you have to get clearance to be able to do that. If you wanted to fly somebody to a South American country, wherever they're from, it becomes a little bit more difficult because the federal government's going to tell the host countries not to accept our plane. So we've gone through these iterations. What could we do as states? I definitely think we can help put them back over the border if they come across in Texas or Arizona. And so I'd be willing to help do that. I think that the states really have no other choice to do that at that point. It's a little bit different for a maritime state like us. That's why we really have to get them before they reach the shores, and that's why we're working so hard to do that.
Yeah.
Although I will say this.
Yes.
We do have our transport program also that's going to be operational. So Haitians land in the Florida Keys, their next stop very well may be Martha's Vineyard.
Yay, there you go. Send them all in Martha's Vineyard and let them camp out on Barack Obama's seaside property, even though he says the oceans are rising because of global warming, climate change, ozone hole, murder hornets, acid rain. L.A. is battling a spate of burglary tourists as marauding gangs from Chile, Ecuador, Colombia, and Peru jet in for 90-day visas to ransack millionaire mansions. Here's the story.
Now to our other top story. The LAPD says it's starting a new task force aimed at catching and stopping teams of burglars from other countries who visit Southern California to steal. They're called tourist burglars, and they've been a unique problem for years.
Where do you want to go this year for vacation? Let's go to America and steal them, rob them blind.
Now.
That's right. Our investigative reporter, Eric Leonard, joins us now with a live update on how detectives plan to stop them. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Michael and Annabelle. Well, LAPD Chief Dominic Choi says this new task force will focus on these organized crime groups who are sending thieves to L.A. from other countries with the specific task of burglarizing homes, often in L.A.'s wealthy neighborhoods. So far this year, Choi says residential burglaries have been a particular problem for police. Some thieves are now using sophisticated tools to try to bypass home security.
There you go. That's what living in California is all about. What a glorious, glorious state that Gavin Newsom rules over. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. We have a little dispute on the show whether Tish, as in Letitia James, spelled backwards, which is how I'm going to, I'm going to refer to her, not by actually saying it. I'll just say if I think you're corrupt or I think you're a liar, I'll just say you're full of Tish. Or I'll say you're full of bull Tish. All right? So there you go. So I'm having a debate here, whether it is a palindrome or whether it's an anagram. So you English majors, maybe, you know, because some people are saying anagram. My boss is saying anagram, but I saw palindrome as well. Lewis Carroll is known for creating semi-palindromes. I understand. Listen, I know English pretty well. Let me just put it this way. I know it real good. And so, anagram or palindrome? I don't know. If you want to chime in on it, you can write me on message me on Twitter, on the Twitter at Rob Carson Show. Anagram. We could make it a palindrome or a palig. What the hell? I don't know. Anyway, she's full of Tish. That's all you need to know. Let's go to. No, we don't have Doug. Let's not do Doug. No Doug for you. No Doug for you today. Oh, this is pretty interesting. Elon Musk. This isn't funny, by the way, has reposted a new ad by Western Lensman talking about why the Democrats are doing this illegal immigration. And it's pretty serious. Check it out.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air.
Check.
From all over the world.
Check.
Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states.
Check.
So far.
Gotcha.
Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen.
Check.
Free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones.
That's true.
Ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them.
Hmm.
Three, keep them in the country at all costs. Even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape.
Oh, yeah.
Attack the language used to describe the criminals as opposed to the criminals themselves.
Can't say illegal.
Slander critics as racist.
Racist.
Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. Five, count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives.
Oh!
As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts.
Oh, yeah.
A tremendous amount of electoral power.
Huh.
Six, wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots.
Oh.
No signature verification.
Yeah.
And no proof of citizenship requirements.
Oh, yeah.
Making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. Seven, lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. Eight, win elections. Nine, entrenched single-party rule has been achieved.
There you go.
The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all about sick of this tish, huh? Y'all tired of this bull tish? I'm kind of tired of this bull tish. I think we're all a little bit tired of it. Yeah, yeah. I say we say no more. How about that? Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show, and if you would like to call in, be a part of it, the number is 800-922-6680. A lot of stuff coming up this hour, including this woman who was literally arrested for kicking squatters out of her home. There are people who are hiring vigilantes to get squatters out of their homes. Yeah, I know. And this is Biden's America. Also, I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump and correctly asserting that if you are Jewish and vote Democrat, you are essentially voting against Israel's survival. It's very obvious. The Democrat Party is populated by anti-Semites. And if you are a person who is Democrat and Jewish in good standing, you are self-loathing. And it should be very obvious to you. But if you don't, then you're just an elitist. You're just an elitist. You're just sitting on the other side of the fence, you know, just kind of like in that new movie about, you know, just sitting on the other side of the fence there. Just kind of blithely swimming in the swimming pool. Don't even care what's going on the other side of the fence. Yeah. So, and I said it intentionally, by the way. Absolutely 100%. Because this government, this president, they want to give Iran $10 million, free $10 billion worth of assets up for Iran. They've allowed them to spend their centrifuges again. They have enriched Iran with their oil. Rather than going after Iran, taking down the mullahs during the Green Revolution, Barack Obama did nothing. And they want to depose Benjamin Netanyahu in the middle of an existential battle and stop the erasure from the earth of the Hamas terrorist organization. If you're still a Democrat and you're Jewish, you got some problems. You really hate yourself. I don't know what it is. If it's your mom, maybe a dog. I don't know what the hell's going on with you. Honestly, I really don't. It's like Joe Biden being Catholic. You can't be Catholic and be this pro-abortion. I'm sorry. Find another church. Find another church. But there are other things that, you know, there are other sins. I know, but you see, you can't be so pro-abortion and be a Catholic in good standing. It's just not the way it is. That's just the way it is, baby. You know what I think we need? I think we need a piece of satire. Jim Gossett put this together brand new about Tish James. By the way, Tish James, I'll say it's an anagram. Her name spelled backwards. We know what it is. It's T-I-S-H. Ooh, spell it backwards. S-H-I-T. All right. So when I'm going to refer to her as, I'll just refer to her as Tish. But if there's somebody like corrupt and somebody uses like the justice system to take down their political enemies, I'll say they're full of Tish. I'll call them Tish heads. I'll say they're full of bull Tish. There you go. And you can use that too. I would encourage you to do that. How's that sound? I think it sounds good. This is new from Jim Gossett about Tish. Full of Tish. Come on. I think he's got a saying here. I hope. Wow. I don't think this is the right song.
Yeah, he sent me the music. Hold on a second. I'll find it here. Apparently, Jim might have sent me the wrong file. Yeah, you know, it happens because, you know, he's a super-duper creative guy. Let me find it here. Here it is. Let's try this one. And hope it plays. I don't know why that happened. But I'm going to try it again. Here we go.
Letitia James, she is evil. Her actions are beyond belief. She is a confiscator. Nothing but a common thief.
Pull up, Tish.
Says Trump owes half a billion.
Bull, Tish.
When the man did nothing wrong. An appeal was filed. She is Satan's child. Won't be AG for long.
Stepped in, Tish.
Devil woman. Devil woman's Letitia James. Devil woman's phony claims. Someone should address the total BS. She's a devil woman. And her buddy Judge Angeron. They cooked up this total con. Conspiracy removed they should be.
There you go. You know, the song better is better when they have lyrics. It's crazy. That's my fault, by the way. That's my fault. You know what happened? You know what New York did when they elected Letitia James? They stepped in a pile of Tish. There you go. How about that? There's my 14-year-old humor coming around again. That's pretty cool. Yeah. You can use that. Like I said, you can use that. And also, I'm going to be putting together T-shirts that say Snake Plissken 2026 for mayor of New York. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. Homeowner in Queens was reportedly detained for allegedly trying to quick kick cold waters out of her home. This is going on a lot lately. And Adele Andelaro was given a home after her parents died. And some criminals decided to move in and squat in the home. And I told you my story when I was a kid. My mom, we had a couple rental properties, and she would just move in with them. And she'd put a card table right in the entryway, and she'd sit there and just play cards and say, I'm living with you. You either come up with a rent or move out. What do you want to do? And that's what she'd do. She also, we had a lot of low rent, you know, people, because it was, you know, Missouri Valley, Iowa, right? And she would literally say the ADC renters, you know, and that's where I learned about it. Like, hide your shoes, you know, if the government comes by, they want to make sure a man's not living there. You know, you had a lot of that. Literally generations of welfare people. But they a lot of them paid their rent. See, normally, like where I live in the Kansas side of Kansas City, if somebody came into my house and, you know, was like robbing me or something, or just, you know, I could shoot him and kill him. Boom. And I would. If they were trying to harm my family. Oh, hell yeah. No problem. And it's kind of a shame that, you know, they can't do this with regard to this. But unfortunately, our law enforcement is so twisted up in a bunch by Democrats that literally... if the police are called on somebody living in your home illegally, you can be arrested for kicking them out. This is the story from ABC 7 in New York City. Listen to this.
We have to start at the beginning.
Adele, the hardest question is, how do you say your name?
We met Adele Andelaro outside the home her parents left her in Flushing, Queens. She's in the process of selling it.
No, he left it.
But she's been locked out. She claims squatters moved in on February 6th and refused to leave.
What's it like being here knowing you can't go inside of your own home?
It's enraging. It really is.
In New York, squatters have rights after 30 days.
By the time that someone does their investigation and they do their work and their job, will be well over the 30 days, and this man will have stolen my home. And now she's back. Let's go in the house. It's open.
Adele and her daughter, with the property deed in hand, went inside.
This is my furniture. These are my curtains.
Wow.
She didn't just find her belongings inside.
There's a man sleeping right there. Get out of my house.
She found two men.
How long have you lived here?
She should be able to go, pew, 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 pew. Yeah, that's what I'd do.
I moved in about 2 days ago.
They've called the police on me, and I've called the locksmith.
They took the man who told me he had been renting for 2 days out in handcuffs.
They got one out.
And escorted the other guy off the property.
Now you're afraid to come out.
I'm not coming out. This house is empty. This is my home. My locksmith is on the corner waiting to change my locks. And that's not fair. It's not fair that I, as the homeowner, should be having to go through this.
How you doing?
Minutes later, a locksmith showed up, but police gave her a warning before they left.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him.
How much more does the government need to tish on you? There you go. I worked it into a sentence. There you go. How much more tish can you take from the government of New York? While tish is going after Donald Trump, you know, for building buildings and, you know, making the city awesome and everything, these jackweeds can come into your house and just move in. Just move into your house. Can you imagine how terrible that would be? Like, you know, my mom, she died in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we had to go clean her house out. If somebody moved into my mother's house before I could do anything about it, I would be beside myself. I would be beside myself with rage and anger. I might be, I don't even know what I would do. Here's a little bit more from the squatter story in the state of New York.
Less than 10 minutes after police left and the locks were changed. The man who claims to be the one actually leasing the house shows up.
Call the police again.
With the other guy, police took off the property.
Do you see this? This guy just literally broke down my door.
Unbelievable.
Broke through myself and my daughter to get in here. This guy just forced himself into my house.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And so did you.
Ma'am.
You broke through the front door.
Officer.
The man called the police.
Wow. Listen.
So why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. We need to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
You idiots! If there's no lease, you can't. Literally, under this law, I could just go to the grocery store and some jackass could move into my house. Unbelievable. While Tish James and whatever the jackass, I'm drawing a blank on his name, AG, in New York, are more concerned about taking down conservatives than Donald Trump. Unbelievable. But here's the BS to resist on.
He says he signed a lease.
Where she gets arrested. Where she literally, the woman who owns a house.
In October.
Gets arrested. Stop it. Stop playing. Where literally she gets arrested and hauled off in handcuffs by the police.
He says he signed a lease in October, but wouldn't tell us with who.
I got proof longer than that.
Show us the proof.
Well, who are you for me to show? I showed it to cops.
Dan with Channel 7 News. If you don't want to show it, you don't want to show it.
Cool. Come here, brother. I like that.
I would like to see it.
He didn't show me a lease.
This is a bill.
A bill for work he says he had done to the house. He didn't show police a lease either.
The police department doesn't have the lease?
No.
He's got no documentation.
It says bills.
So, Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
Wow.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction. She changed the locks on a man who claims he lives there.
So how does this all end then? When do you leave?
The way it ends is either she pays me my money that I put into the house, pay me the money, and I'll leave, or send me to court, and we deal with the judge in court. It's that simple.
Oh, my God. This just clicked in. I had a hallelujah moment here. This is the same thing that illegals are doing to our country. They're coming into a country that's ours. You know, the Native Americans, the white people did it to them. No, let me talk about what's going on the southern border, because this is the United States of America, all right? This is the United States of America. Illegals are being allowed to come in. They're being given a place to stay. They are being told they can't be kicked out. Whoa! My God, sometimes I'm so brilliant, I can't even stand myself. But that's what it is, right? Moving in to a place that's not theirs, getting free stuff, refusing to leave. And then you're the bad guy for wanting them booted out. Isn't that kind of funny? Isn't that kind of interesting? It's very interesting, isn't it? Unbelievable. You know, there are a lot of people who are trying to get your home from you. There are a lot of people who look at, you know, particularly older people. If an older person has a house, a lot of times they look at older people and they see somebody who is maybe more trusting. And they, you know, these people who look for homes to defraud and to take, they forge signatures, they create fake deeds. They take out home equity loans on property that is yours without you even knowing about it. And before you know it, you've got a virtual squatter in your home. And you're going to have to take them to court. You're going to have to take them to court. If they took out a loan on your home equity and suddenly all that, I don't know, where you owe $50,000 that you didn't take out on the equity of your home. And if you sell your home, you got to pay off that home equity loan that isn't yours. And then you got to go to court like that woman I just described in Flushing, Queens.
Well, if you go to Home Title Lock, you can find out if somebody is messing around with your home title. If you find out for free when you use my my code Carson at sign up, you get free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection free. All you got to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Coming up, why Donald Trump is right for saying if you're Jewish and Democrat, it means you're anti-Israel. That's on the other side of this break, and this is the Rob Carson Show.
Let's make 2024 the year we turn back from nonsense to common sense. It's the Rob Carson Show.
So Donald Trump got a lot of heat, even though he's the first president to actually do what Democrats and Republican posers have done for 50 years. He officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So to call Donald Trump an anti-Semite is a joke. You're full of bull tish, as in Tish James. You know, he said that you cannot be a Democrat and be a Jew in good standing. And I agree, because the Democrat Party is completely down with Hamas. The Democrat Party lied about, for instance, what happened on January the 7th and the bombing that happened at a hospital, supposedly, days later. This is Andrea Mitchell. She was raised Jewish. This is her perpetuating a lie about a hospital bombing that didn't take place, that ignited all of this anti-Semitic fury around the world that was already pre-planned, like literally days after October the 7th.
This is the real crux of the crisis here.
It is, and I think dramatically the problem for Israel right now is that they are going after hospitals, and targeting hospitals is a violation of international law.
Okay, so Andrea Mitchell is a prime example of a self-loathing Jew. There you go. Ta-da! I could drop the microphone, but I won't. This is Dennis Prager talking about that.
I am a religious Jew. I've worked to help the Jewish people and Israel all of my life. The use of the term anti-Semite or anti-Semitism when it is not applicable simply undoes the battle against real anti-Semitism.
Exactly. Yeah.
The words are over the top. Had he said left and not Democrat, I would agree with that.
Well, hey, this is where you're wrong, Dennis, because you can't separate the Democrat Party from the left now. I really hate to, you know, disagree with the president of PragerU, because the man is unbelievable. But I'm going to have to disagree. They're inseparable now.
Leftism is the antithesis of Judaism. Literally the antithesis.
Leftism is the equivalent of Democrat now.
Liberalism is not. And
this is why Robert Kennedy Jr. is no longer in the party.
Many Democrats still think of themselves as liberals. And I have worked hard, both with my fellow Jews and my fellow Americans who are not Jewish, to make a distinction between liberalism and leftism. Why liberals vote for a left-wing party is a function of habit, brainwash, and naivete.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't separate them now, because there is no difference between the left and the Democrat Party right now. That's it. Every policy decision, the Democrat are unified behind, whether it be CRT, transgenderism, all of this bullcrap. So left equals Democrat. Let's go to Alex in Baltimore. Alex, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's going on?
Hey, lots of fun today on the show. I'm calling right along this line is that you have Chuck Schumer and the president telling Israel that they need to get rid of Netanyahu. Now I'm saying, what do you think the news would do if Trump went on TV today and said, listen, you there in Canada, you've got to get rid of that socialist president of yours. He took your COVID protesters and froze their bank accounts. You could get put in jail for not using the proper pronoun, and your leader needs to go. Well, what do you think would happen if Trump did something like that?
What do you suppose if somebody said Vladimir Zelensky needs to go as the leader of Ukraine?
Exactly. It's the same line. And all they're doing is pandering for the votes from Hamas, because they're going to lose Michigan. And they're going to lose states that have a large Arab population in their cities. And so all they're doing is pandering. And now, here's what I'd say. All Netanyahu needs to do is bomb the daylights out of the Gaza Strip very close to the election habitually.
Yes. Here's what I said, Alex. This is my slogan. It is evacuate the innocent, raise Gaza, meaning R-A-Z-E, reduce it to powder. You have to absolutely make Hamas extinct. That's it. There is no two-state solution. You've already proven that you cannot handle a state. You could have made it an oasis in the desert like Israel did, but you didn't. Right. You chose to bed down with Hamas. So, kaboom. There you go. Thanks for the call, Alex. I appreciate it. And you know what? If you are on the side of deposing Netanyahu, and if you are in the side of ending the Israel's response to October 7th, you cannot be a Jew in good standing. You can't say that. You're not Jewish. Well, I just did. And I can say you're not a Catholic in good standing if you are pro-abortion until birth. You know, sorry. You know, it's just the way it is. And I know a lot of people who absolutely agree with me. I know a lot of Jews who agree with me, actually. Some who are Orthodox in their Judaism, and they're on my side on this one, because they know that I would fight and die for Israel. But you see, I wouldn't die because I'd kick their ass first. You know, that's what MacArthur said. Let the other bastards die. All right, so coming up, we've got Moms for Liberty founder. She's a MAGA fascist, enemy of democracy, and a mom. Yeah, and a mom. Kimberly Fletcher comes up next. Don't go anywhere. Gary Clark Jr. Gary Clark Jr. is amazing. He is a blues rock kind of crossover artist. If you saw the movie Elvis, the biopic that came out, he was playing the guitar in the scene in the blues club where the couple were dancing kind of dirty, and Elvis was looking under the skirt of the building. That was Gary Clark Jr. I know, pretty cool, right? Love me some he's so good. Gary Clark Jr. is so good. So top generals in charge of chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal under Biden slammed the State Department for an evacuation order that came too late and called Kabul's rapid collapse a strategic failure. Who's trying to get on the right side of history all of a sudden? General Milley, the guy who said he wanted to understand his white rage. He's a big fat pile of tish. Two former top generals in charge of the 2021 military withdrawal from Afghanistan that left 13 service members dead said the orders to evacuate from Biden came too late to avoid disaster. They're trying to get on the right side of history. Former chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley and former commander U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie, could be Jennifer today, you know, they might say change sexes, revealed critical details about the Biden administration's decision-making process behind the withdrawal. Why are they separating themselves from it? Is the tish hitting the fan? Is that the deal? Yeah. Here is General Milley, who I think should never show his face in public again, suddenly having a come-to-Jesus moment.
I am personally here today, voluntarily, to help the families of the fallen, the 13 fallen at Abbey Gate, and the thousands of fallen and tens of thousands of wounded and countless other members who suffered the invisible wounds of war, to help them get answers.
Why the hell have you taken so long to do it?
I'm humbled to be here today with three Gold Star families from Abbey Gate. And I know the other families couldn't make it, but I intend to contact them.
Oh, that's so big of you for someone to get in touch with them, because they haven't been contacted by the president. Not a single one of them.
I mean, weeks. They know my feelings for them. They know that there are no words by me or any general or any politician or anyone that can ever bring back their fallen. So over two decades, between 2001 and 2021, about 800,000 of us in uniform in the United States military served in Afghanistan, and thousands of others from many agencies in our government. Of those, 2,461 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines gave their lives. Almost 30,000 more were wounded in action, and countless authors.
Why are you just saying this? This conflict had been going on for 20 frickin' years. We've got young men and women coming home profoundly injured, blinded, brain injured, missing their limbs, sometimes all of their limbs, having to go to charities to get houses. and you suddenly show up yesterday and act like you're freaking concerned about it, you woke jerk? Are you kidding me? You're the reason why the military sucks as bad as it does right now. You bedded down with this woke nonsense with the fool who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs right now, Lloyd Austin. Dear God, you ushered in this crap, sir. Sorry, your apology, your statement is too little, too late. As far as I'm concerned, sorry. I've seen too many young men, I've got a nephew who came home profoundly injured from Afghanistan mentally. And suddenly, you're just going to show up yesterday. Oh, yeah, the State Department is their fault. The State Department. Oh, my Lord in heaven. It takes some gall, doesn't it? It takes some gall for a buffoon who said he wanted to understand his white rage and usher in woke nonsense into our military training and suddenly act like, oh, yeah, I'm on the side of the soldiers. Oh, my God. I swear. Here is a commander of U.S. Central Command, General Kenneth McKenzie.
I briefed President Trump on a plan to completely depart Afghanistan on 3 June 2020. This plan envisioned the complete withdrawal of all our forces and our diplomats and citizens. It also contemplated the possible withdrawal of Afghans who had served with us. The plan had a number of options, but it was the framework for everything that followed. Ultimately, President Trump selected a branch of the plan that maintained 2,500 U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan by Inauguration Day in January 2021. We had branches to that plan to complete a withdrawal by May of 2021 had we been so ordered. On 11 April 2021, I received orders from President Biden through the Secretary of Defense to execute a full military withdrawal by 11 September 2021. A date which was
September 11th,
subsequently modified to the end of August. This decision did not include the withdrawal of our embassy, our citizens, and at-risk Afghans. It's important to understand that we had a complete plan to execute that task as well, but we're not ordered to do so. The president's decision was to maintain an embassy, to not require our citizens to leave, and of course, to not expedite the extraction.
And how did that go? Now that millions of young Afghan girls who finally were able to breathe now can't go to school and now are sold into marriages with older men when they're 11 years old. I swear to God. I've said from the very beginning there need to be military tribunals for the people who made these decisions and effectively put the Taliban back in power. They're doing public beheadings again. You knew that, right? They're doing public beheadings again. And now they've got $85 billion worth of our equipment. And now terror is rising everywhere. Some people need to be held accountable. And I think one of the reasons why they're suddenly talking about it. Listen, this is from the Homeland Security Committee. Yeah. Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, Republican Tennessee, delivered the following opening statement in a hearing to examine Iran-backed terror groups and the national security threats posed by the axis of resistance that includes Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and various Iraqi and Syrian military groups. Since our last hearing pertaining to the threats posed by Iran, the security threats from Iran and their proxies have metastasized even more. The threats include assassination plots on former Trump administration officials, targeting and attacking U.S. service members abroad, disrupting trade and commerce, and endangering maritime security in the Red Sea, and attempting to coordinate external terror operations in Europe and South America. Open border, guys. Open border. When a terrorist attack happens, and it will inevitably happen because of what has happened at our southern border, the blood is on the hands of the jackweed in the White House and the people who have supported this policy. Today, we will focus our efforts on the threats posed by Iran's proxy networks, more commonly known as Iran's Axis of Resistance. The Axis of Resistance, a network of independent militant Islamic groups that Iran uses to enhance their power protection capabilities, for attacks conducted on behalf of the Iranian regime create instability for Iran's enemies in the region. Okay? These proxies and their sympathizers are present in countries, excuse me, in countries such as Lebanon, Iran, Yemen, Iraq, Syria. In exchange for these groups' support and actions, they receive significant financial backing and material support. They've been enriched by the United States, allowing to Iran to drill for oil, sell their oil, spend their centrifuges, and now the United States government is going to free up $10 billion in assets. Hezbollah, arguably the most powerful proxy within the axis of resistance, has spent decades building the infrastructure needed to carry out its agenda in all parts of the world. No wonder he's talking about. As FBI Director Wray testified before the committee last November, the arrests of individuals in the United States allegedly linked to Hezbollah's main overseas terrorist arms and their intelligence collection and procurement efforts demonstrate Hezbollah's interest in long-term contingency planning activities here in the homeland. With an open border created by Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, and the deep state. And these Hezbollah operatives are already here. They just arrested one. He said he was going to go to New York and build bombs. I swear. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Listen to this. In addition, the terror organization has conducted operations throughout Europe and South America and has extensive ties to Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. We are buying oil from Nicolas Maduro. We're enriching Nicolas Maduro right now. And Nicolas Maduro is emptying out his prisons to come here. And he's also not accepting people from Venezuela, like Venezuelan gang members, when they are, if they were going to be extradited back to Venezuela. They're blocking it. It's like it was almost a plan, right? Isn't it like they're almost enemies within our country? It's exactly what it is. Lastly, Hezbollah has also engaged in narcotics, weapons, and human trafficking, as well as money laundering for authoritarian regimes, transnational criminal organizations, Chinese mafia, and other terror networks. That's your. And while they're focusing on CRT parents and Catholics who go to traditional Latin mass, and while they're, going to try and put 2,500 people behind bars because of January the 6th, which was a setup, they flooded our country with terrorists and enemies of our country. Yeah. This is Tucker Carlson talking to Rand Paul about a possible Black Swan event. Black Swan event is... could be a terror attack, could be something to disrupt the election so it can't be held, that kind of thing. Catherine Herridge was fired from CBS. She was saying that there could be a Black Swan event. We may be knee-deep in it already, for all I know. We're knee-deep in election interference. We're knee-deep in open border. There's a lot of things going on that really threaten our safety and sovereignty. And you understand it, right? You understand it. Of course you do. And you're done with it. You're done with it. You're no debate about it. Close the gosh darn border. Get it done. But here is Ron Paul, Rand's dad, talking to Tucker.
I believe in that theory of the black swan.
Yes.
It's going to pop up, and it's not going to be controllable. But people, you ask, what can they do? I think the most important thing is understand what's going on.
Yes.
Is education. That's why I happen to have a homeschooling program, and I get by, and you have your guns, and you have stored food and all that. It's not going to work. You have to understand what's happening. You have to know it's coming. It's very, very dangerous. And that's why I love to see smaller units of government. Anything that hints that says they're springing up an idea in our states to act like they ought to act.
Yes.
And they're starting to. They're starting to get more.
Now, why did the Democrats in the House last month decide they would try to push forward a bill about banning militias? What are militias? Militias are what beat the British. Okay? Militias are what founded the country.
Right.
Why did a judge appointed by Obama say that illegals can get firearms? It's like the federal government has allowed an army to come in and now is allowing that army to purchase guns legally. Do you get it now? Do you understand why I say stay focused as the founders? Do you understand why I say keep your powder dry? Yeah.
We are knee-deep in it right now, guys. We're knee-deep in it. But you know what? I'm not going to be paranoid. I'm not going to be scared. There's no fear is not. It cannot be a part of the equation. There can only be resolve. Resolve. That's it. We have everything within us, and we're being called upon in a crisis that we've never seen before, because we've never had an enemy within like this. We never have. We've never had an enemy within. We've never had a president and people in Congress who are allowing the invasion of our country, and now they can get guns. That's it. There's no debate. There's no more debate. I've got no time for this. You have no time for this. All we have to do is stay focused, 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 expose this nonsense. You've got to impeach and arrest Alejandro Mayorkas. Joe Biden has to be removed by hook or by crook, by 25th Amendment or by impeachment, and removed from office. I believe that Kamala Harris should be impeached as well, because she was the border czar who was going to get to the root causes of the immigration. And now we know it's bought and paid for by our federal government. She presided over the border. She is culpable for it. What happens when you remove the president and the vice president? Speaker of the House takes over. I know. Maybe I'm just thinking out loud. But clearly, we've got to be able to defend ourselves. Carrie Lake said this. Here's what Carrie Lake said about our federal government. I want you to listen to Carrie Lake. Hold on. Here she is. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Carrie Lake next. Carrie Lake is next, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The minute men were ready on the move. Take your butter, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, man, there's not an hour to lose.
I'm a member of Generation X. We used to hear that stuff between cartoons on Saturday morning. Yeah, it was called America Rocks. The shot heard around the world. Yeah. This is Carrie Lake saying that our federal government is not going to help us out. That should be very obvious.
Can't count on the federal government right now. Federal government doesn't care. They are the ones who caused the problem. So the states have to protect their citizens. And I applaud Governor Abbott for doing that. Of course, Hobbs will never do that. Hobbs doesn't even understand what's going on. And she's just she's basically just a space holder there. And so unfortunately for Arizona, because they've gotten more strict and tough in Texas, these people who are moving people and moving drugs across our border, the cartels, have decided to do all their business in Arizona. We are now the hub for all of the human trafficking and drug trafficking.
Yeah, I think we're done. We are fini. We're done. Keep your powder dry. So we got a brand new, this is a Biden economy theme song, okay? Because, you know, a lot of people have to shop at Dollar General instead of Walmart because it's too expensive. Well, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. Gas inflation is back.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. Hot buckets from the Dollar General. Chicken wings expired yesterday.
Yeehaw!
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. Hot buckets from the Dollar General. Chicken wings expired yesterday.
Now, I only have to fill up my gas tank every few weeks because I work at home. And, well, the last time I went, it was $20 more than it was a month before. Yeah, I know, isn't that crazy? Motorists are facing an average of $52 to fill up their tank of gas. As gas and national averages gone up to $3.48. I thought the Inflation Reduction Act was going to take care of that. Nah, not at all. Because if Joe Biden were to steal the election, you're going to see $7 gas. Because they're going to put the pedal to the metal on it. And Joe Biden is, by the way, he's now reinvesting in electric cars. They're putting new restrictions on gas vehicles now. He's unrelenting, by the way. So figures from the AAA show that the national gas price average climbed to $3.48, up from $3.45 a year ago. It means 15-gallon fuel tank costs you $52. At the height of the gas increase, it cost me $94. That was like a year after Joe Biden took office. When I filled up the other day, it was actually about $65. So there you go, kids. Even despite the Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, was just an excuse to hire IRS agents to go after you if you make a mistake on a tax return a couple years ago and you have like a purchase that says MAGA, you know, at Cabela's or Bass Pro.
Yeah, and then green energy crap, which is just a giant payoff to the cronies. But as far as saving you any money, oh, hell nah.
We're eating pickles from the dollar store. Woo! Buckets from the Dollar General.
Yeah. That is from Ken, my producer, also known as Redneck MacGyver, the Jingle Master. Absolutely awesome. Make sure to download the podcast today. Go to your usual podcast platforms. Look up The Rob Carson Show or tell Alexa to play The Rob Carson Show. We will be back to wrap things up in a second. This is The Rob Carson Show. All right, guys, that was a fun one. Remember, Letitia James, her first name is Tish, and the anagram is, you know, that. All right, so she's full of tish. Have a glorious day, guys. God bless you. God bless America, Israel. Until tomorrow, don't catch the stupid.